Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Iron Brew Podcast, Brad Mell, Matt Blanchard and Matt Ellis.
Right, well, so on the last one, we knew that County was coming up. Matt, you and I were having a chat, and despite the fact I think realistically both of us weren't expecting us to win, we were relatively optimistic that we might do something. You know, we'd had a good win before, good performance. Off the pitch, it was looking good, some good signings. You know, that was all there. I think when you look at the game, obviously we've lost 4-0, haven't we? To lose to County is to be expected, I think, you know? Also, to lose 4-0, I wouldn't necessarily say that's unexpected either. You know, if somebody said before the game, you're going to lose 4-0, I'd be like, yeah, I could see that. You know, I could see that. Let's put it out there right now. County, they are an outstanding team. You know, they are brilliant. They were great to watch. You know, they played really well. I think if there's any justice, they'll go up. And also, I wouldn't be surprised to see them challenge next season, you know, in League Two, because, you know, we remember League Two teams, didn't we? You know, they weren't much anyway. So I would expect them to be at the top of the next league anyway. So they're very good. With all that being said, we just didn't turn up. Hardly any tackles. Couldn't string two or three passes together. Not even a shot on goal. You know, there's losing to County, but then there's a performance like we had.
It was probably one of the strangest games I've seen live. I'm going to be honest. and not only did we not have a shot on target, right? We didn't really have a shot, did we? I think there was something from like 45 yards or something that was
like a deflected
shot.
Thing, yeah.
Some nonsense, but like we didn't actually have a shot. We might have no attack. We probably had about, 10 seconds worth of possession in County's area in the full sort of 94, 95 minutes. I don't know how to describe it really. It was very, very strange because it was almost like a training match for Notts County. We didn't tackle, we didn't put them under pressure, we didn't get anywhere near them for the whole game. They essentially just passed it round us, and really with no real intensity either. They were in sort of like first, second gear whole game. And you know, it was so easy for him to just open us up. It was incredibly basic, over and over again. It was the same thing. It was the overload down the right hand side. Leak was, I don't know if it was completely his fault, because the formation was strange. He seemed to drift central quite a lot.
It was both sides as well, wasn't it? Really?
Yeah. The instructions must have been for the fullbacks for some reason to tuck in and come central, and I can only think that they wanted two men on Langstaff for as much of the game as possible. And obviously that's not going to work, is it? It's just incredibly basic that you can't stand the winger up, so they're just going to walk it into the box, get to the byline. You know, they could have had 10 goals easy.
You two were there. It's just an interesting thing to chip into this. I was watching on the stream. Their commentary, it was the County commentary, you know, with how the streaming works. Their commentator said they'd never seen so much space down one side before. You know, that's something that they said. And they said that within about 15 minutes.
We could all see it. Like,
yeah.
If the manager can't see it, he either needs his eye testing or he needs his brain testing. I mean, it was incredibly, incredibly strange. The formation didn't work. The mentality didn't work. The team wasn't set up in the right way at all. And yeah, Notts County are good, but we're playing Notts County here. We're not playing Arsenal. And it was like playing a Premier League team. That's how close we got to the ball. We just couldn't get anywhere near it. We couldn't get anywhere near the players. There was no tackle. There was no physicality. There was no tackles anywhere, really. We couldn't get close enough to the players or the ball to get a tackle. I've never seen that happen in a professional game that I've been to see before, where we were so far away from the ball all the time that it was just so easy for them. They didn't need to do anything. They could have played 90 minutes without a keeper, because we just didn't do anything. We had no shots. We didn't have a corner. Look at the possession stats, 77-23. I thought that was probably quite generous, to be honest. I don't think we even had 10% worth of possession, maybe from goal kicks or something like that, but of which were terrible for the whole game, by the way. For Bilson can't kick a ball.
We'll get to that.
But yeah, so as I said, it was the strangest thing I've ever seen, and all this mentality around like kind of it being a free hit, I think that's complete nonsense, really. We've got a certain amount of games left. We need to get points out of every single game. I don't care who it's against. We still need to get something. And we did not set up today, sorry, on Saturday, today, on Saturday, to get anything from that game. We didn't go to get anything. We just went as if it was like, I don't know, we were doing like fitness drills on the pitch. That was literally how we set up. It was the strangest thing we've ever seen.
Yeah, you know, I'd agree with that. I think the free hit label in the week probably didn't help. I think was expecting a really tough game, and County flying, obviously doing really well. And they should go up, shouldn't they? They're kind of a class above most teams in this league. Having said that, you know, did that free hit label rub off on the players? I mean, for me, that's what it looked like. I think they didn't look like they thought they could get anything from the game. And as Matt said, there was just nothing. There was no real press. You know, I think the Wealdstone game and some of the home games that we've eventually got on top and won in the past month or so, I think we've been, you know, the intensity's been there. We've been pressing teams. We've been in the faces. And that's what's got us the result. And I think there wasn't much of that. And also, you know, there wasn't much shape behind the ball. I think the teams that have gone to County and done well, you know, they've defended really well, they've been solid, they've been organised, and I don't think we were either. There was no pressing, there was nothing. And the most disappointing thing, as Matt said, within 2 minutes, you could see, you know, there was a massive amount of space on both wings. But I think definitely they targeted the side with Leek, and, you know, their winger or wing back, I don't know if he was wing back or winger, but you know, he had a field day, really, and he was playing. If he was supposed to be wing back, he was playing as sort of a winger. And yeah, I mean, he just had the beating him from every time. But I do think, you know, I've given Leek a bit of stick. I think he's improved a lot in the past sort of few weeks. And as Matt said, I don't think it was particularly his fault as such. I think just the system, and given he was playing so narrow, as soon as they got the ball out wide, they had a 10, 15 yard head start on him every time, and then they had the overload, and then he just had no chance. Having seen that, I mean, we were saying 5 minutes in, look at this, it's shocking. And Dean did nothing really to change it. I know he made some subs at half time, fine, but he didn't really change, for me, the formation, the system. It clearly wasn't working. And we just had more of the same in the second half. And as Matt said, we were lucky, really. It could have been double figures. And I think You think back to sort of last season, the Bristol Rovers game, they needed the goals. They got the goals. And it seemed to be like that. You know, if Notts County needed more goals, if they needed 6-7, you would have expected them to get them, because there was just nothing. And that was the most disappointing thing, because I think Wealdstone game, although Wealdstone were really poor, you know, we put a really good performance in. Very difficult to criticise anyone after that game, because everyone put a shift in, and we played really well. So to compare the two, and it was literally a case of not one player could walk off that pitch and really say they'd put a shift in and done anything really to influence that game. It was just shocking. And the other thing, I know you said we didn't really have any touches in their box, Matt. I don't think we had many in their half, to be honest. And every time we got the ball into their half, we were offside. So, you know, it was just the basics just weren't there. It was just a non-performance. And again, a big following turns up, best part of 2000, and they're just let down again. And it's happened all too often in the last few seasons. But on the back of the Wealdstone game, I just think it was a massive letdown. And, you know, we were outclassed, I think, by Notts County, clearly a good team. But I think the manager was outthought as well. And he just didn't have an answer to Notts County, really. He didn't have an answer to change it. And, yeah, no real plan B. And as I said, it could have been any score, really, unfortunately.
In the sort of interest of fairness, you did say yourself, you know, you made some changes at half-time. I don't know. I don't know if the shape did change slightly, because I know sort of first half, I think, well, certainly on the commentary, they seemed to think as well that they were launching it up, and then, you know, Bennett wasn't really getting it, but because the service wasn't there, it wasn't the quality. I think the intention was to change, but then within, like, I don't know, maybe 2-3 minutes, County just sort of got it back, haven't they? And then they're off again. It's the same as the first half. And I think that's where I suppose there isn't the sort of reaction to it. You know, if you have changed it from the first half, it's then not quite worked. And then you're back to the square one of not really know how to deal with this.
Yeah, I don't know if there was a plan A, let alone a plan B. I don't think they thought that far ahead. There's no real change at kind of from half time. Obviously, we didn't see any change of the pitch. Obviously, I know the players came on, but tactically, we were still kind of suffering in the same way. Really, their winger was just getting down the right again, just at will. Yeah, the whole thing was just honestly completely, completely bizarre. You know, it's nobody minds losing to a good team. You know, it's fair enough, but it's just the nature of the defeat. It's not even we turned up and played badly. We just didn't turn up and play anything like football. Do you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't make any sense. But
to me, it wasn't like, I know we've been able to label this, I guess, in the last couple of years. I don't think it was a lack of effort. You know, I don't think it was that. I just don't think they knew what to do.
Yeah, I think it's that obviously the instructions weren't clear, and it was like, how do we want to set up against this team that's essentially going to play on the floor for 90% of the game on a pretty big pitch? And how do we set up? Well, why would you set up narrow? And then why would you tell your fullbacks to tuck in? You're going to get eaten alive by a team that's playing wide. And that's exactly what happened for most of the game. And it just seemed, I don't know, like, obviously the manager was outthought by the Notts County manager, but honestly, to do that, like, how much thinking does the Notts County manager have to do, like, to set up just a team like that? We know how they play. We've seen them play before. Like, it's no secret that they're sort of in the top of the league for a reason. Surely this guy's like, yeah, they're going to set up like this. This is how we can counteract that. We didn't counteract anything. Like, it was, honestly, it was a joke. They might as well have played, Notts County might as well have played against their youth team. That's how it's kind of pathetic it was. And it's really worrying, because every game is an opportunity to get a point to stay in the league. And if they actually thought, and the reason why they played like that, if it was indeed the fact that there was all this nonsense about it being a free hit, I just think it's, come on, the players, they've got brains of their own. They say, we need to get something from this, you know. And there was no game plan. We never shot. It was a joke. Like, Bennett was terrible. He didn't get any service, don't get me wrong. But when he got the ball, he was awful. He fell over it most of the time. And you know, you've got a situation with the keeper coming in alone, because obviously Chapman's injured. Obviously, nobody can do anything about that. But again, like, we'll go on to this, I'm sure, but that was a bit of a shambles as well, because, like, you know, surely Foster would have been better to just play. At least he can sort of kick a ball, but Bilson seems incapable of doing that. And it was, yeah, it was a complete insult to an absolutely massive away following, over 16,000 fans in the ground, and we turn up and we play like absolute schoolboys. And you know, come on, we do that again, we're not going to stay up, are we? We won't even stay up in the National League North playing like that.
Do you know the thing that kind of wound me up? If you look at County, obviously we know they're a good side, but teams have managed to get at them in the last few weeks. And I think they've only kept two clean sheets since the start of January. So other teams are going there and scoring goals. All right, you know, they're normally coming out on top. I think they lost to Dagenham, didn't they, which was a bit of a freak result. However, teams are creating chances against them, that they're scoring goals against them. We just didn't get anywhere near. And I think when Slocum went off, I mean, early on in the game, Slocum was sort of playing as a sweeper.
Yeah.
You know, he was outside of his box more than he was in his box. And that just kind of summed up the whole performance, really. And when the young lad came on as well, I mean, the first thing you think is, looks a little bit nervous when he came on, not playing much football for them. You've got to test him.
Target it, yeah.
Exactly. And you know, we didn't even get anywhere near their box to be able to. And in the second half, you know, he was playing some really good stuff with the ball at his feet. I mean, he was similar to Slocum in the first half, you know, just given time to come out of his box and play 1-2s with their defenders. It was just really poor. But, you know, I think the game after those first 10 minutes had gone. You know, it was just one of those, you couldn't see us getting back into it after that. And I think that probably, you know, Dean in the week was talking about, we've got to keep it tight, we've got to kind of get their crowd turning a little bit and getting them a little bit frustrated. But, you know, when you concede two in the first 10 minutes or 12 minutes or whatever it was, you know, that whole plan's out the window. And that's why you've got to kind of be solid early on. And it was just, we were wide open. And it could have been more, actually, in that first 10 minutes. I think they had another chance. Could have easily been three down. And we had a warning before they actually scored. So it's difficult, because he obviously wanted the three in the middle, as we have been playing. But we were just well overloaded out wide. And it would have been interesting. You know, I've seen a few people suggesting we maybe could have brought Boyce on and gone three at the back with, you know, the two wing backs, just to try and counteract their wingers and push them back a little bit. But we just carried on really narrow, and you know, we yeah, as I said, it could have been any score, and it was just a really disappointing afternoon.
Well, I'm sure the status on Twitter was County have conceded 89 or something like that. Whether
Yeah.
that's true, I don't know. But, you know, it's simple. Teams are scoring against them. And the fact that we should have known that, I'm like, you know.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Obviously, goals, whether that's away or at home, and the fact that we didn't even set up to have a shot on target or a shot on goal at all, kind of tells you that we've just turned up to be rolled over and thought, oh, it's just a formality. Let's just get on to the game at York, which is maybe something we can get something out of. But like every single game at this time of the season, if you want to stay up, you've got to get something from. And that mentality is just absolutely, it's a disgrace, really. And it's an absolute insult to the amount of fans that turned up. That if that's indeed what they said, oh, this is a free hit, don't get injured, see what you can get out of it. And that was it. If that's the case, then somebody needs to be, you know, literally, they're like, what on earth are you doing? What the hell is going on? And it was just absolutely shocking.
Let's maybe talk about the keeper briefly before we go into the York match. So obviously it's Bilson's comeback, hasn't it? Bit of a surprise in because, you know, we not know who's coming in. Chapman is injured, and I think Dean said he's out for the rest of the season, which is a shame, because I think, and we were saying last time, Matt, weren't we, that, yeah, you know, there's been some hit and miss, but it's generally worked out. You know, we've been saying for years you need that experienced keeper. One of the first things they've done when the chairman's come in is brought that keeper in. And, you know, I think we're finally getting a bit of form with him. And it's really unfortunate that that's happened. I guess the thing is with it is when Chapman came in, it was that, wasn't it? It was an experienced keeper to, you know, I guess, take Foster's place, who Foster himself had been playing well. You know, he had them three clean sheets, didn't he? That's understandable. With Foster sort of playing how he was at the time, the fact that a keeper not much older than him, with not many more games than him either, you know, has come in, that's where it seems a little bit strange.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's played, he played four games for Kidderminster on loan, and he's played a couple of other games. I think he played, 10 minutes for us in his, was it a friendly or was it the first game of the season? I can't remember, but
I think it was the first game, I think.
Yeah, I think I saw him playing a friendly, and then, yeah. The first game, that's probably true. And he's just, you know, I'm not saying he could be a decent keeper. I don't know. We've not seen enough of him. However, you know, as you say, you could see the argument with Chapman coming in, played a lot of games, he's experienced. You can understand that, bringing him in and Foster missing out. Although Foster's done okay when he's played this season, apart from, I think, the Wrexham game, the Cup game, he made a few mistakes. And then, you know, he spilled the one at Wrexham in the league. Having said that, had a few clean sheets. And if I was Foster, I would be fuming, really, to be honest, because, yes, he's a young lad. The reason Chapman came in, you know, it was given we need the experience. We're at the bottom of the table. We just need someone who's been there and done it. Completely understand that. But Bilson coming in, you know, he's not experienced. I think he's, what is he, 22, something like that. Barely played a professional league game in his life. So for me, you know, I just don't see the point in it. I think we did need someone in, you know, given Chapman's out till the end of the season, we did need someone in as backup or cover because, you know, I think the young lads, it's not right for a, you know, 16-year-old in goal. But Foster's done all right when he's played. And yeah, I think he can feel a bit hard done by that Bilson's come in and he's straight in the side. I just don't understand it, to be honest.
I think as well, though, I mean, we've said, I can't remember if you even said it on this yet or if it was beforehand, but the goals, you know, not particularly his fault. You know, it's not, you know, not nothing against Bilson, really, is it? It's, you know, he, as you say, he could be absolutely fine, and we'll see in the remaining games if it is him that starts. You know, whether that's whether that will, you know, come off or not. Not really a lot he could have done about the four, was it?
No, not really. Not his fault. He made at least one really good save, actually, from Langstaff. It came for a couple of crosses, corners, took them quite well and stuff like that. But he just seemingly can't kick a ball. Like, for the whole match, I think he scuffed a couple straight down the middle that were like kind of a few centimetres off the ground. And we're lucky that County didn't pick it up straight away and walk it in, really. And his kicking needs some work. And I don't know, if you can't kick a ball, should you be a professional footballer? You know, it's kind of a prerequisite, isn't it? A bit disappointing, really, and an incredibly strange situation. Yeah, I agree. Like, you're going to bring a keeper in, bring someone who's got some experience, you know, 30-year-old, 35-year-old, whatever, somebody who's played a few games, bring them in and they'll kind of slot in straight away. But instead, we've brought this guy in who's got basically, what, maybe a couple more first team appearances than Foster. And as you said, Matt, Foster's done absolutely fine when he's been in. Like, really, he's been all right. So a couple of clean sheets or whatever. It's very, very strange, isn't it? And obviously that can't be good for morale either. So it seems to be a pretty strange decision, in all honesty.
It's probably that it's we needed somebody in quite quick. Obviously, I know he wasn't here long, but, you know, if he's playing the friendlies, and he did, I'm sure he played that first game of the season, so he would have been here a little bit anyway. Muzzle White was here at the time, you know, and I think Dean said on the radio afterwards that it was sort of on Muzzy's nod, wasn't it? If you know a player that you've worked with and that's available and you've got that shorthand already, when you're in, you know, when you're in the position that we're in, I suppose maybe the thinking is, you know, because we know him, because, you know, I've worked with him before, get him in. We don't need to sort of introduce each other, you know, let him settle in, anything like that. We can just sort of get going, really. And if it's a short-term thing, you know, you're bringing him in quite quick. Obviously, we don't know at what point Chapman was, you know, ruled out for the season. I know he took the knock in the game last time, didn't he? He was struggling at the end of that game. But it could have been that they thought he was going to be fine, you know, after a couple of days. We don't know, you know, how quickly this whole thing's come about. If it has been, you know, a day, two, 3 days, get them in, get ready, get going. I suppose there is some advantage to having worked with them before.
Well, I mean, if you worked with them before, you should know how shit they are, shouldn't you? I mean, like, that should be the endorsement. You know, he can't kick a ball or whatever. Let's not bring him back in. Let's just go with what we've got, which actually makes the decision more baffling, to be quite honest with you, mate. You know, it really does. It's not, oh, we've had this guy online before, he's done really well, get him straight back in. He played like one game and was injured, but we should have seen what he was like in training, because he was in training for
did, and that's what I mean. That's why I'm saying even on the kicking, I'm not going on that off one game, because yeah, I think it's unfair to take a player just on one game. You know, I think it might be that, you know, he's worked with him in training, he's seen him previously, and he was fine. You know, and he was absolutely fine. And he's had an off day, the pressure's got to him, whatever. There could be all sorts of reasons for it. You know, I think if Tuesday it's the same, then yeah, we'll go to that. But I think I'm not going to label it on one game, you know.
I spoke to someone who has, you know, he's aware of him during his career. He said that kicking has always been an issue. But by now, you would have expected it to be sorted. But for me, it's just a really weird kicking action. that's the only way I can describe it. I've never seen anyone kick a ball like that. And he's got to improve. Let's be honest, he's got to improve. But I'm not saying he's a bad keeper. I've not seen enough of him to, you know, to make any comment on his goalkeeping ability. As Matt said, he came for a few crosses, made one excellent save, which was going in, and he's managed to get a fingertip to it. No complaints from that side. Couldn't really do anything with any of the goals. Yeah, my only concern really would be the kicking, because there was a couple in the second half as well where, you know, that could have easily led to a goal. I think there was one in each half actually where they barely left the floor, and luckily no one was switched onto it. But, you know, it was poor. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. But for me, out of the two, I would have liked to see Foster given a chance. If you're going to replace him with someone that's not, well, played maybe two more career games, you know, the experience argument goes out the window. And then, you know, maybe they believe he's a better keeper. You know, who knows? We don't know that. obviously Muzzy's recommended him. And the other thing is they probably couldn't get anyone else. Obviously late, I think Jimmy said Thursday when he had the scan and they found out that he'd be out for the season, which, you know, didn't give us a lot of time given that's when the deadline was. So they've obviously had to get it done quickly. And it might just be that, you know, Muzzy's still in contact, or easy that Muzzy could make contact. So, you know, the signing, if we needed someone in, if he was the only one available, fine, he might be okay. But yeah, the issue for me really is I do think Foster would have been the better option on the weekend.
Well, I guess we'll see sort of what happens tomorrow night. Let's just have a quick look ahead for the last bit. So 7 games left, including York tomorrow. I think Dean's been saying, was it 5 wins he's saying that's needed? And I know now we're at the point where the teams are in and around us, but, you know, to get 5 wins out of 7, it's asking an awful lot.
It's not happening, is it? It's incredibly difficult. Have we how many games have we won all season? Like, genuine question.
Couldn't tell you.
Not many, is it? No.
And results, whereas last week results did go in our favour, they didn't really this weekend, did they?
No, not really. I think Yeovil lost, didn't they? Gates said got a win, and the thing is they've got the 3 games in hand over us and a couple on the teams above as well. Dorking got the win as well, so they kind of moved up a little bit more, and they're 7 points ahead of us now, aren't they, Dorking? So, and they were the team. Well, you look at Yeovil and you looked at Dorking and you thought, realistically, those are the two really that we could drag into it. I think York now, I think they're probably 9 points above us. Obviously, if we win tomorrow, you know, we can pull those a bit closer. But again, you know, I think they might just have enough. And it'll be interesting. Tomorrow's game, you know, it's another must win. If we'd have got something at the weekend, you know, it would have taken the pressure off a little bit. But I do think if we lose tomorrow, that is probably it. I know we've got other teams coming up around us. And Dean does think we can win 4 or 5 of those games. But as Matt said, you know, we've not won an away game. I've won 1 away game, haven't we, in the best part of a year. We don't look like doing anything away from home, even against the poor teams. You know, Maidstone, we couldn't even get a win there. So to expect us to be winning couple of those away games, or even one of those away games.
It does require us winning the 3 home games as well, doesn't it?
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
And Oldham's, you know, one of those.
Yeah, and the thing is with the home games, you know, we've beaten some decent enough sides. You know, Dagenham were up there when we beat them, weren't they? You know, I think they're still sort of top half, and Wealdstone as well. Obviously, we beat them easily. So, you know, it's not out of the realms of possibility we could win those home games. I don't think that's the issue, but I think the issue is we've got to pick stuff up away from home. And yeah, at the moment, it just, for whatever reason, is it psychological? Is it, yeah, I don't know what it is, but we just don't seem to be able to do it away from home. And that's been an issue for far too long. But yeah, next game, we've just got to win, and that will keep us in it for a little bit longer. But I do think, feel like, again, we're a little bit deflated after that. I think we're probably, and although we didn't expect us to go there and get the win, the manner of the performance and sort of the acceptance of the defeat at the weekend, for me, just, I think that's probably just about finished us off. I hope I'm wrong, but I do think, yeah, it's going to be very, very difficult from here.
Yeah. It's the goal difference as well, isn't it? It's minus 29. Yeovil, who are obviously 20th at the minute, just above Gateshead on a point, it minus 11, you know, and we're minus 29. It's not happening. 39 games played. I don't know how much that difference is going to be, but obviously Dorking in 19th on 40 points. We've also got a terrible goal difference, by the way, minus 29. And then Yeovil below him on 38 games and 38 as well. 38 points in 38 games, minus 11. So it's like, you know, off Dorking, we're sort of 7 points off. Man, I don't know. It's going to be incredibly difficult. Isn't it? I think it was the Maidstone one. We needed to win that, and we just didn't. And that's not going to be the complete thing that kills us. But look at their form. It's like drawn, lost. And they're completely adrift at the bottom, minus 42. We couldn't even go there and win. That pretty much sums it up, I'm afraid. And, you know, York, yeah, we absolutely have to win. Anything but a win, it's just not good enough. Gateshead, I think they probably are going to get out of it just because they've got a couple of games in hand and stuff like that. And I think it's going to be one of the two, maybe Dorking or Yeovil, if either, that are going to get dragged into it. I mean, it's looking more likely that it's going to be Yeovil just because they're on 38. But there's obviously absolutely no guarantee there, and obviously Torquay pretty much gone as well, aren't they? Let's be honest. It's really grim, and we just need one kind of match, full day match fixtures, and we lose, and everybody else around us wins, and it just completely kills us off. So I really hope that they've started planning for next season. Realistically, we're not going to be in this league, so let's hope they've started planning for that in earnest. Otherwise, you know, we could have another difficult season next year.
Well, let's see how it goes. Obviously, York tomorrow night. I think we'll do another one after that. Matt, you're going to that one, aren't you? So we'll have a chat about that game. And I'd imagine with it being a Tuesday, it's probably on the streaming site. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I thought it would be. I think most of the Tuesday ones have been. Yeah, so if it is, I'll give that a watch as well. Thank you for listening to this. And so I guess we'll have another one Wednesday or Thursday.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.